理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 4 Responsibilities. Oh dear, how hard it is to take up our duties again after such a wonderful party, Meg said sadly the next morning, as the holidays were now over and she would have to return to work.
I wish it was Christmas or New Year's all the time. Wouldn't it be fun?
Answered Joe.It would seem nice to have little dinners and parties and not work. It's like other people, you know. And I always envy girls who do such things. I'm so fond of wealth and comfort, said Meg.
Well, we can't have it. So let's not complain, but try to be cheerful about our work, as Marmy does.
So the girls went down to breakfast, to find everyone rather upset.Beth had a headache. Amy was worried because she had not learned her lessons. Mrs. March was very busy trying to finish a letter, and Hannah was not cheerful, for being up late didn't suit her.
There never was such an angry family,
cried Joe, when she discovered that she had sat on her hat.
You're the angriest person in it,
returned Amy.
Girls, girls, do be quiet. I must finish this letter,
cried Mrs. March.
Hold your cats to comfort yourself, Bethy. Goodbye, Marmy. We certainly are upset this morning, but we'll come home regular angels. Let's go, Meg,
exclaimed Joe as she prepared to leave. They always looked back before turning the corner.For their mother was always at the window to smile and wave to them. It seemed as if they couldn't have got through the day without seeing that smile from their mother. When Mr. March lost his land in trying to help an unfortunate friend, the two oldest girls begged to be allowed to do a little work. Their parents agreed, pleased that their girls wished to have independence.Margaret found a place as a governess, caring for a nearby family's children every morning. She felt rich with her small salary, and as she was fond of wealth and comfort, her main problem was poverty. She found it more difficult than the other girls to bear her family's lack of wealth because she could remember a time when their home was beautiful and life was full of pleasure and comfort.She tried not to envy her friends, but she still longed for pretty things and a comfortable life. Joe happened to suit Aunt March, who was getting older and needed someone younger to wait on her. The childless old lady had offered to take in one of the girls when the family's troubles began, and was quite offended because her offer was declined. But Mr. and Mrs. March only explained,
We can't give up our girls for a dozen of fortunes. Rich or poor, we will stay together and be happy.
The old lady wouldn't speak to them for quite some time, but happened to meet Joe at a friend's. She seemed quite charmed with Joe's honest manner and proposed to hire her. This did not suit Joe at all, but she accepted the position since nothing better appeared and,To everyone's surprise, she got along quite well with the angry old woman. The real attraction, rather, was the large library of fine books. The minute Aunt March lay down to rest or was busy with company, Joe hurried to this quiet place to read. But, like all happiness, it did not last long. As soon as she had reached the heart of the story,She would hear, Josephine! Josephine! And she had to leave her precious book to return to her aunt. Beth was too shy to go to school. She had tried, but suffered so much that it was given up, and she did her lessons at home with her father. After her father went to fight in the war, she continued faithfully by herself and did the best she could. She enjoyed staying home and helped Hannah keep the home clean and comfortable for the workers, never thinking of any reward but to be loved. Long, quiet days she spent busy with her dolls and kittens, never lonely nor lazy. Beth did have troubles, as well as the others, particularly because she couldn't take music lessons and have a fine piano. She loved music so dearly, tried hard to learn, and practiced so patiently at the family's old instrument, that it did seem as if someone, not to hint Aunt March, should help her. She sang while doing her work, and was never too tired to play the old instrument for Marmee and the girls, and day after day said hopefully to herself, "I know I'll get my music sometime, if I'm good." The little artist, as her sisters called her, had a talent for drawing, and was always drawing in her spare time. Amy's teachers complained that instead of paying attention in class, she was found drawing animals or flowers. She was quite popular among her friends, being happy and pleasing. Amy was rather spoiled, being the youngest child, and little Amy was certainly the most selfish of the four girls. Amy told all her secrets to Meg, and by some strange attraction, gentle Beth told Jo hers. The two older girls were still quite close, but each took one of the younger ones to watch over, playing mother, as they called it.